Hey, this is Evangel Community Church with our latest Pearls and Swine podcast. My name is Travis. Across from me, we have intern Nate with us for this week. And to my left, I'm not going to say millennial because this is my cohort, my partner in crime, John.
Yeah, we took out that boomer we had in here.
Yeah, is he like a millennial boomer?
Millennial boomer.
I don't know, but we're giving him some
like that
time off to chill out and rejuvenate his soul a little bit. So I was watching the Food Network, and Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives is one of my favorite shows. And that's a brutal show to watch late at night because dinner's already happened, and then I'm just sitting there looking at all these delicious places and like the hole-in-the-wall places that you'd probably never usually go. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. I just wanted to fry up some chicken. And
when I was in college, my roommate and I used to watch Man vs. Food late at night. You know, and in college, we relied on the food court or whatever, the dining hall. It was food court. I don't know where that came from. The dining hall. And the dining hall would be long closed, and we'd be watching Man vs. Food. And it was like, oh, we just need to eat anything.
So that got me thinking, what is your guys' favorite food? Like, I know for me, when I'm feeling tired or stressed out, I've got some go-to food that I really love. What do you guys like to go to?
I have celiac disease, but I love banana bread, and I love garlic bread. So that's been just a tragic loss in my life.
Oh.
But if I can get some gluten-free garlic bread and banana bread, I love that stuff.
Ooh, yeah. That's good stuff. My favorite is by far Mexican food. Anything, tacos, burritos, whatever. I love it. I've had a couple of chances to go to Mexico and some street tacos in Mexico. Oh,
that sounds fantastic. Man. Mine has got to be for comfort food. I go soul food, man. I like the fried chicken. Chicken and waffles is probably one of my just staple go-tos. And I always joke with my family that if I would have moved down south, I'd be at least 400 pounds by now. So as we talk about comfort and food and the soul food in particular, I mean, we hear a lot of stuff these days within the Christian circle, within just culture in general, things about self-care, self-love, and those kinds of things. And those are good things. But when we take a look at Scripture and we take a look at the important things in the walk with Christ that we have as believers, God talks about there are different parts of us as humans, how he created us. We've got mind, we've got body, and we've got soul. And I think when you look at Scripture and you look at just your life, we are to put focus on all of those things. We're to put into practice care in all of those areas. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is, you know, self-care, how that can be good for us in the mm-hmm. physical. It can be a selfish thing for us in the physical, and how we really probably don't put in enough time in caring for our souls. So what are some things that you guys have heard or even experienced yourselves with self-care, soul care kind of stuff?
I think it's something that Gen Z generation I'm a part of, you millennials, that is pervasive in the culture. Most people that you talk to, my generation, have some sort of contact with self-care or are concerned about their self-care. And one of the really interesting things about it is it's really self-focused. It's a really selfish type of vibe that goes along with that whole idea. And I find that really interesting because it's not really what we see connected in Scripture.
I think when we look at that side of things, you know, the three ways that God created human beings with body, soul, and spirit, the spirit part of it is really important as far as we relate to God. And we focus, our tendency to focus is on the physical side of things. But if you look at verses in God's word, like Ephesians 2, 1 through 6, it talks a lot about how a person outside of Christ is really spiritually dead. We're spiritually numb. There's no thing there to adhere to and build up and focus on. That verse actually says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, and all of us who lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is so rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." And I think those are important words to hear because we are human. We have the capacity to relate to God. But when we don't put any investment in that relationship with God, our life here is not going to be a life to the full. And so we can do these things like self-love, self-care, Not to say that those things are bad in and of themselves, but when they become, like you were talking about, Nate, a selfish, inward focus, what good is it? We're not adhering to the full counsel of what God wants for us. You might put in a lot of time and effort in the gym and you look like Hulk Hogan. I don't know if he's even still a guy that people know, but you look like a jacked warrior.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There we go. But that's good for here and now, but what about your eternal soul?
Mm-hmm. One of the hard things about this topic to me is that with a lot of these other areas of caring for ourselves, especially like physical, you know, there's usually outward signs you can tell if you're not doing a good job or if there's an issue in a particular area. There's a physical sign of that, or there'll be consequences of that. The difficult thing when we talk about soul care is that it can be a lot harder for us to see when we're not doing well in that area. Certainly, it's hard, if not impossible, for others around us to know how we're really doing. So that's an interesting component of soul care to me when I think about it, is the fact that we could be walking around really unhealthy in that area and maybe not be aware of it. So when I think about soul care, to me, it's really important that we grow in our self-awareness. And I think that takes intentionality. We know through research and the way, like observation, that men tend to be a little bit less in touch with that kind of thing, like emotions or in things like that. And that's definitely true of me. And, you know, I've done a thing for a while now where I will take stock of how I'm doing emotionally, and that'll often kind of interweave with the spiritual. So I actually have a list of emotions that are written out. I keep them in one of my Bibles, and I'll pull that out and look and try to think, okay, what word would I use to describe how I feel right now? And sometimes it feels silly because it's like I should be able to see that on my own. But again, the reality that this isn't always an obvious thing, whether we're doing well or not.
Yeah, I think that's a super helpful thing to work through, because as you think, especially for guys, like the default emotion that we go to when we're feeling anything, angry.
Yeah.
You know, angry or happy. And it's like, okay, there's probably more underneath the surface that we're not wrestling with, or we're not asking God to reveal to us. And when we focus on just having a default emotion of anger, that can pull us in a lot of destructive paths. We look at scripture and what Christ did, mm-hmm. how he lived his life. Like, he had a stressful job. I mean, he had a group of 12 dudes that he was traveling around with, trying to disciple them, train them up, build them up, teach them the ways of God. And even he had to step back and kind of go away from that. Even with his smaller group of three, he'd step back away from those guys and head off into the wilderness and just spend time with the Father. And we don't know a lot of what happened there. We know, you know, when he went into the desert, that Satan tempted him and he fought back with God's word, which I think is always a helpful thing for us to do when we don't have that, I don't know, even that ability, even that mindset of, you know, sometimes I get to those places where I just don't even know how to fight anymore. And he shows us that we can always use God's word to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things when we think about this topic, that you just look at the course of history, and over the past, I don't know, 50 years, even the past year and a half or so with what we've gone through with the whole pandemic thing, like the pace of life has just exponentially sped up and things are crazy. You talk to people and you're like, hey man, how are you doing? The answer we usually get are like busy, overwhelmed, stressed. And sometimes we wear that just as a badge of honor in our society these days. And I don't think that's a healthy place for us to sit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this, you know, this conversation makes me think of a passage in Proverbs. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I think sometimes we can fall for the lie that health in this area doesn't really matter. It's like it's a luxury or something. Yeah. And what we see in verses like this is that really everything we do flows from how we're doing spiritually. How's our soul care going? So much flows out from that.
And I think you even see some of the, like, paying attention and investing time in the soul care part where we slow down. It's not looked at fondly by our culture.
Yeah.
And I especially think of, like, John, you're married. Your wife has a young baby at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for them to even have 5 minutes to themselves to use the bathroom or take a shower often feels like it's a very selfish thing to try to have. And but it's an important thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get that stuff at home. Your wife, I mean, it's not going to, it's not going to turn out well for her, for you, or anybody in the family. So I think when we don't tend to that soul care and that connection with the Lord on a regular basis, there's some downsides to it.
Yeah.
And Nate, your situation is a little bit different. Obviously, you're a college student studying hard at MTU. And
say, you guys are talking about your wives, and I'm like, I'm not quite at that stage yet. But I see so many different college students who invest so much time in school and all of these other things that they're doing, and they forget their time with the Lord. And I mean, honestly, that's something that's pretty detrimental. I've been in that spot before. And when you lose sight of God in your life, you are really losing sight of so much more. You're losing sight of purpose. And if we're talking about mental, spiritual, physical health, it's super important to have a purpose. If you don't have a purpose, you don't have anything to live for. And I mean, the moment you lose sight of God, you lose sight of that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You also lose sight of so much more in those situations. Like, we truly get our love from God. We get our like the goodness in our lives comes from Him. Mm-hmm. And so if we are separated from Him in so many ways, like I really think that's the root of where we struggle with spiritual, mental health, the health of our heart, the health of our soul really feeds into some of these other aspects of health. You really can't have great mental health if your soul isn't doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, this affects you as well. Like if your soul, if your heart is full of anxiety, physically that affects you. And so it's really, really interesting to me how all of these other issues just branch out of spiritual health. So I mean, I just think that emphasizes the importance of it all with this particular topic.
And as we look at the self-love, self-care side of things, like we should get adequate amounts of sleep. We should eat healthier than we probably all do. We should get exercise and those things. And I think those are important things, but I think you nail it. Like the foundation of our overall well-being is being connected to the Father, and that's attending to our soul care. There's some books that have been written on this about spiritual life, spirituality. One of them was called Thomas More, and he wrote a book called The Care of the Soul. It's been around for at least 25 years or so.
Mm.
In that, he talks about, he has a quote here, that he has a promise to deepen and broaden the reader's perspective on his or home life experiences. This is actually a quote from somebody that was critiquing the book. And so Moore draws on his own life as a therapist practicing the care of the soul, as well as his studies of the world's religions and his work in music and art and other things. But he's trying to create this idea that there is a connection between spirituality and the problems that individuals have in our culture and our society these days. You can take that one way, you can take that another way. If we attribute too much to just the physical side, I mean, you look at the passage out of 1 Timothy 4, physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. And if we lose sight of that, that it's so much more than just the here and now. Like, we want to be healthy, we want to be at our best for our jobs, for our school, for our families, for our children, for our wives, for all of that stuff. But if the soul care component is lacking, we're not living that abundant life that Jesus promises when we're connected to Him.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I think that really comes out of that is if we lose sight, again, of that soul component and we lose sight of that purpose, our lives really end up becoming about us. And I think that's a frame of mind that's really, really important when we're talking about everything you were just talking about setting our lives right, about physical exercise, self-care.
Mm-hmm.
If we get so caught up in that selfish side, like the things we get out of it, we've really lost sight of so much in that situation. This is a verse out of Proverbs, but it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." I think when we get into these ruts of self-care, trying to direct ourselves to a place that we want to be, we very often forget that if we give our lives to God, truly give our lives to God, He directs that path. And all of these issues that we have, like anxiety, they tend to fade when we have God on our side and God directing our path. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about being anxious. And, you know, even the grass of the field is clothed with flowers and the birds are fed and they don't worry one bit. Yet we worry about clothes and food and all of these things in life that if we truly give them to God, if we trust God with our lives, they naturally come to us. If we get into these self-care ruts and we really focus our lives on ourselves, like, we are taking away more from God, or taking away more from our spiritual health, because we are so focused on ourselves. Like, we've we once again have lost purpose.
Jeremiah talks about this back in the Old Testament in one of his really prayers, and he says, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It's not for them to direct their steps. And that goes for this walk in this world, and it goes for this walk for us in eternity. Like, if we're looking to direct our own steps, which I think a lot of that self-focus becomes selfish, mm-hmm. and we start to follow that path of, well, what do I want? What's me? It's a me-first attitude, right? Yeah. Instead of a, what does God have for me? How does God want me to pick up my cross daily and follow him and walk with him and die to myself and to live as Christ is gained, the scriptures tell us. Like, how are we doing that for the people around us? When we start to live that way with that self-sacrificial mentality, I think that's when I've noticed times in my life, especially when I really begin to flourish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What it comes down to is if soul care to you means looking into yourself to find what you need, you may find something in the short term that satisfies that. But the reality that we see in scripture is that the only source for our whole lives and beyond is found in Jesus. So that becomes a crucial part of soul care to me, you know, and that comes right out of scripture, John 15:5. John 15 is a pretty well-known passage where Jesus talks about how he's the vine and we are the branches. And he says that we're supposed to abide in him, which means sticking close to him. So spending time with him, that kind of thing. But also it means obeying him. And he says in John 15:5 that apart from him, we can do nothing. And I think that's an important reminder for us. And it's an important distinction from what we believe as followers of Jesus and what the culture around us is saying, you know, because there's a tendency right now for people to want to focus on self-care, and it's important, and, you know, treat yourself, if you know what I'm talking about. All of this is kind of a popular idea right now, which on the surface, I would say, well, that's probably a good thing. But like I said, if you're looking within yourself to find the answer or to find that spring of life or that well of life that you need, you're going to eventually run to the end of that. You know, I think for some people it might be sooner rather than later. But what we see in scripture, the good news of the gospel in a lot of ways is this never-ending well of peace, of joy, of patience, you know, all of the fruits of the Spirit. So it really does, I think it really does matter where we're looking when we talk about self-care. I think it matters.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with this, that it comes down to soul care is really done through obedience to God's word. Walking with the Lord, being obedient to his ways, and taking care of our souls and understanding that we are people who are created in the image of God. We're going to want to take care of ourselves physically as well for the betterment of others. I mean, our bodies are temples, right? Mm-hmm. This makes me think of the story back in the Old Testament of Elijah. And he went into this great battle with the people of Baal and fought this ginormous fight, and God was leading him in that. And so after that is what is really interesting to me. Instead of being like, yeah, dude, I did it, he's weary, he's discouraged. He even asked God to take his life at one point. And so he's feeling down. He's feeling, you know, the stress and the pressures of this world. And what does he do? He cries out to God. Mm-hmm. God doesn't rebuke him and smite him and squash him. God gives him sleep. God feeds him. He gives him some more sleep. He gives him some more food. And he strengthens him for what he's got ahead. And so that comes out of, I believe, 1 Kings 18 and 19, if you guys want to read that on your own. But it's really this great story of how God cares for the spirit. He cares for the soul. He cares for the whole person. And I think that's what we want to kind of nail down today is that God cares for the whole person. Soul care, soul work on our part to be connected to God is going to be fulfilling in our life. It's the way that we find that abundant life when we're connected to Jesus. 2 Corinthians, I want to end with this. It says, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves have received from God. So yeah, it's important to care for yourself, but it's super important to care for your soul. And it's not just for you. It's for your relationship to connect with Jesus. It's for your relationship to connect with the people that God has put in your life. And so if you guys have any questions about what we've talked about today, we just want to encourage you that, yeah, care for yourself. God cares for your soul. And that's the most important thing that we can focus on. So really dig into his word, find people in community or to form community with that love God and love you. And we would, if you don't have a place like that, we would love to invite you to come hang out with us here at Evangel Community Church. We have a great family here of believers and a tremendous community of encouragement and love, and it's just a great place to be if you're feeling like you need some of that care in your life. And we're going to be a church that points you to the right places to go, and we're going to stick to God's word and challenge us as collectives to follow that with our own lives. So if you've enjoyed this podcast today, you can check out other podcasts that we've got. Just search Evangel Houghton Podcast on your Apple or Google device. You can always check out the latest Pearls and Swine episodes that we have, evangelup.org. And again, any questions, comments, or any topics that you'd like us to cover, you can shoot us an email. That'll go right to me. That's travis@evangelup.org. Thank you for hanging out with us this week, guys. This has been Pearls and Swine. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.